From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's Podcast, a show that highlights weekly reflections from Old St. Patrick's Church. In observance of Advent, we're running a four-part series of reflections by Old St. Patrick's members called Advent 180. Enjoy 180 seconds of a message that can turn your life 180 degrees. Today, Jack Shea, author, professor, and theological consultant, reflects on the Sunday's gospel and gives us a good reminder of staying alert this Advent season.
Keep awake. That's the injunction at the center of the gospel for the first Sunday of Advent. And it's given to people who are in the midst of everyday life, to those who are eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. The men are in the fields, the women are grinding at the mill. And while they are doing this, they are told to keep awake. What is happening is that while they are doing all these practical chores, the deeper spiritual dimension is not working for them. Spiritual traditions always warn people about becoming lost in the world. The demands of everyday life are merciless. There is always more to do and not enough time to do it. A friend of mine once inscribed on her tomb the saying, "It's always something." At times, this constant activity may be boring, at times it may be exciting, but overall, it blocks you from deeper spiritual life. This dominance of everyday activity is particularly true in the Christmas season. Already busy people become busier. They have to prepare for the season, and often this means more shopping and more work. Unfortunately, this frantic preparation that often puts people to sleep spiritually, people begin to long not for the birth of the Christmas Christ, but for the lazy doldrum days of January. The rush of the season works against the message of the season. So the question is, how do we keep spiritually aware in the midst of everyday activity? How are we to keep awake while working in the field and grinding at the mill? This is not easy. We may have the desire, but we may lack the know-how. Some friends of mine, long-term victims of the stress of everyday activities, suggest smuggling spiritual exercises into the world of work. For example, a man pauses before a Christmas tree in the building where he works. He brings to mind the connection between heaven and earth, and ponders the theological truth that creation is grounded in God. He says that as long as he holds on to this truth, his day goes better. I notice more, I see the deeper side of people, and I'm more patient and respectful. The awareness of spirit brings pleasure and passion and purpose. Spiritual exercises help us keep awake through the night. These exercises may be rituals and prayers or faith tradition that we engage in with other people, but they also may be homegrown practices, personal things we have learned to cultivate in order to stay focused on the deeper dimension of life. These practices become the path to the gospel value of constant, vigilant awareness. You might even be listening to the old St. Patrick reflections, and that's one way of keeping awake during this very, very busy season of Advent Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the show this week. To stay up to date with new episodes, please follow us on Spotify. Find us on Twitter at Old St. Pat Chicago and on Instagram at Old St. Pat's. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast.